welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, my friends, this is the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast, and I am your host, Rev Recluse, and welcome to this particular episode of the podcast series. This is number 32, and I hope everybody's doing fantastic out there. I'm pleased to punch the spotlight this record. I won't say a lot, but I've gotten a few emails for this particular record asking me if I have it in my collection in the last 5 or 6 months, and again, I'm pleased to punch the spotlight this one because it's one of my favorite genres, which is the school recording of the 70s. So many schools, not only in Edmonton, but in Alberta and Canada and North America, made these records, and I have a lot of them. I have a lot of them, and a lot of them aren't so good. Some of them are incredible. Some of them are, you know, they're fun to listen to, and this one is a fun to listen to one. Again, I don't have a specific year for it. The emails that were sent to me, I think it was from 1972, so I'm going to go with that. This was recorded at Damon Sound Recording Studios. The engineer was Don Patches. AM Gold stuff, mostly on this record, and a lot of the other records from the school genre. So this it won't be too much of a difference from a lot of these types of records. Again, the charm of the singing by the chorus themselves is worth it most of the time, I think, and this one is no different. So without further ado, I'm going to start things off. The first one I'm going to play for you today is a song called, you know, everybody knows this one. This is Downtown and I Know a Place, which is originally a song by Petula Clark, became a huge hit in 1964 or 65, I believe. And the kids do it, they give it justice, and I hope you enjoy that. And the one I'm going to play for you just after this is a classic song from 1969. It's a Sly and the Family Stone song. If you were in a school choir like I was in the 70s, at some point you sang this song in your school choir and most likely did it in a pageant or a show. And I did too. And I did have this low voice back then. I had a very high voice back then, so I did the tenor stuff. It was crazy, but yeah, it was really good stuff. And again, the kids do a wonderful job on that. So without further ado, this is the Forest Heights Elementary School Chorus from 1972-ish. The first song that's going to be played is a medley, I Know a Place Downtown, and the next one is going to be called Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. This is the Forest Heights Elementary School Chorus on the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast.
Do you gotta cast off the blues and wear a smile?
Welcome back to the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast. That was the Forest Heights Elementary School Chorus from 1972-ish with a song called Everyday People, the original Sly and the Family Stone song. And from 1964-65, that was a version of the Petula Clark classic from 1964-65, a song called Downtown with a medley of I Know a Place. And I want to give a shout out to Janie, who was the first person to email me about eight months ago, asking me if I had this particular record. If I did, please play it. So I am pleased to punch to play this. And if anybody has a lead on a Vintage Edmonton record, specifically Central Alberta Records specifically, even Alberta specifically, give me a shout at RevitVintageEdmonton.com. I will do my best to follow things up. And I have big news on that particular front. I am going on a record buying, hopefully a record buying spree, in about 4 weeks, the last week of April. This is a gift from Mrs. Recluse. I have a birthday coming up very shortly, so she's gifting me this particular record buying spree. We're going to be going to my haunts to find all of my my vinyl in Central Alberta and Pinoca and Wetaskiwin and Consort and Rimby, Lacombe, Red Deer, all of the little towns, therefore, in that particular area. I know a lot of them, a lot of the thrift stores, rummage sales, places like that. I found some incredible music there. Hopefully this year I'll be finding some more incredible music. I'm just very, very excited to go on this trip. Thank you so much, Mrs. Recluse, for doing this for me. I haven't had a trip in a while, and I wanted to make sure I got one out very, very shortly. So thank you so much. I will hopefully come back here in about 4 weeks' time, let you know my haul and let you know what I picked up. And thank you again, honey. I appreciate it. So I would be remiss, obviously, if I didn't tell you, yes, I am on iTunes. You should subscribe to me on iTunes. Yes, I am on the TuneIn Radio app. Yes, you can subscribe to me on Podomatic. Yes, you can subscribe to me on Google Play Music. Yes, I now have a YouTube channel, the Vintage Edmonton Music Podcast channel. It has all of the podcast episodes on that. Also download records that I couldn't put on the podcast for one reason or another that I do have posts on Vintage Edmonton. There will be two more downloads coming up very, very shortly on the YouTube channel. Not only this particular episode, but a downloaded record from 70s. It is another comedy record. Hopefully I will get that out very, very soon. So until next time, I'll see y'all later.